The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Medlitsky.
Hello, Belinda Medlitsky. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And you, Patsy?
I'm very well, thank you. Okay, so we've got to talk about girl stuff, apparently, because according to Simon, you know, the Mother Earth Report, all things, all issues green and, you know, looking after the Earth and our planet is of female issues. Did you say this, Simon?
I intimated it, but with more of a sense of humor than you're doing now.
Oh, it was a sense of humor.
Yes, it was.
So I missed that note.
You're very sensitive about this issue. Kathy, sure, didn't expect that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just keep surprising you. Simon, would you like to
ask? Our discussion today is not very motherly and nor is it a very sexy subject, but one we have to broach, especially.
Okay, so we're talking about abandoned mines.
Exactly.
What's the story with
them? There are almost 6,000 abandoned mines in South Africa.
What kind of mines? Gold mines, diamond mines, like what are they?
It's a whole lot.
Okay.
And what is of very great significance, and I found it quite difficult to summarize this because there's so much information, but basically people are not aware that they're being exposed to unacceptable levels of toxicity because abandoned mines are not being rehabilitated. So what affects you all there in Gauteng is that you are being exposed in your water supply to acid mine water. And even more than that, you are inhaling toxic radioactive dust. And the levels have been shown to be pervasive all over Johannesburg, all the way from the West Rand, right to Bryanston, where they have measured unacceptably high on elevated radioactivity readings. And that includes lovely stuff such as uranium, and there's cyanide in there and a super mix. But we do have our own Erin Brockovich in the person of Marietta Lieferink, who's the CEO of the Federation for Sustainable Environment. And she's been blowing the lid off this for many years. I feel we have got to engage with this and find some very, find some solutions right now and to speak to the Department of Water and Sanitation, because we know last year that there were the terrible issues around the bankruptcy, but the onus is on them to rehabilitate the mines. And without budget, there are children playing on these dumps, on the uranium trailings. There are cattle being exposed. In fact, in the kidneys of the cattle near the Wonderboomspruit, near that mine, there are 4,350 times the acceptable levels of uranium in their kidneys.
Gosh. So what do we actually do about it?
Well, the water needs to be...
Industry is not likely to do anything about it. It's too expensive and it's going to eat into the profit. So what do we do about it?
Well, the Sibanye dump, which was known as the Everest of all mine dumps, is the only one that's really been showing progress. They're reclaiming, they are rehabilitating, and they're hoping to form wetlands. But the others, the owners, once those certificates are issued, when the mines are closed, then it is the Department of Water and Sanitation that needs to reclaim these mines. They need to rehabilitate them. So then it is no longer the owners. Well, the onus is not on those mining industries, and this is where we have a real problem. So we need to hold them accountable.
Yes.
And we need to demand that they neutralize this water and that there is desalination and that environmental incentives in some way could be put into place where we could actually make this into a growth industry reclaiming this land. Some of the thoughts that I've had since children play on these toxic mine dumps is that they could be turned into parks. They could be turned into playgrounds. But first of all, they need to be rehabilitated. We also have to be aware of the impact on the poor, because they're often very, very indigent communities that are close to these mines. And they have been shown to be respiratory conditions, eye irritations, and even cancers that have been developing in these populations. So we need to view this from a holistic perspective, possibly not only looking at the environmental considerations, but finding a way to have economic incentives as well.
Belinda, thank you so much. That's where we leave it. And this is certainly something I'm going to go and learn more about. I find it absolutely fascinating. That's Belinda Mitlitsky. She does the Mother Earth Report.